This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire, and President Trump is on fire in a good way. I mean, his poll ratings are moving up fast. Black Lives Matter moving down fast. Everything's going well at this moment. The column I'm writing right now is called Joe Biden is the Michael Dukakis of 2020. And he really is. Dukakis was up by 17 over George H.W. Bush in the summer of 1988, and he wound up beating Bush did, beating Dukakis, who was up by 17. He went up beating him by 7. 24-point turnaround and an electoral landslide. And that's exactly what's happening to Trump and Biden. Biden's done. The high point was the middle of the summer, early summer. He'll never, ever be where he was then. Big news stories of the day. President Trump with one of the greatest lines of all time. I think the press is fueling the riots more so than Biden because Biden doesn't know he's alive. That is the best line of all time, and it's just something amazing. As much as people think Trump should act more presidential, that's not something any presidential candidate would ever say, or a little or a president would ever say. It's hilarious. It's like a comedy routine. It's like Saturday Night Live. It's what the late night comedy shows used to be, before, you know, with the Jay Leno days and the David Letterman days, before they all turned liberal. Now they don't have any humor ever against Democrats or liberals, ever. Because they're such commies, and they're so biased, and they're just so afraid that their Democrat base would leave them if they ever made a joke that told the truth about the Democrat Party. There's a joke that tells the truth. The press is fueling the riots more so than Biden, because Biden doesn't know he's alive. That is a great line, and it's not a late-night comic. It's President Trump who used the line. Great stuff. And Pelosi is in big trouble, and emblematic, symptomatic, symbolic of everything bad about politicians, everything I've ever told you. They're all full of crap. Just like our own governor, Sisolak, is full of crap. And restaurateurs all over Las Vegas are upset. Vegas restaurant owners face anger and criticism after Sisolak visit. Sisolak was seen out in a restaurant with live entertainment. And meanwhile, they're told they can't have live entertainment. And that's why the restaurant owners are angry. It's always do as I say, not as I do. That's the whole problem with the Democrat Party. So let's see what Nancy Pelosi did. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited a San Francisco hair salon on Monday afternoon for a wash and blowout despite local ordinances keeping salons closed amid the coronavirus pandemic. There it is. You know where I was this morning? I was getting a haircut in a salon in Las Vegas. If I could sit in a salon in Las Vegas, then you could open salons in California. I mean, there's something wrong with you people. I'm not dead of COVID. I never got COVID. I've been going to salon since like June 1st. 3 months I've gone to get a haircut every 2 weeks, and it doesn't bother me, and I'm not scared. You people are such losers. In security footage obtained by Fox News and timestamped Monday at 3:08 p.m. Pacific time, Nancy Pelosi is seen walking through E! Salon in San Francisco with wet hair and without a mask over her mouth or nose. The stylist doing her hair can be seen following her wearing a black face mask. Salons in San Francisco have been closed since March, and they've only been notified they could reopen on September 1st for outdoor hairstyling only. By the way, I lived in California for almost 15 years. Do you know how hot September is? The reality is most people don't understand this around the country. California summer is September and October. California is far hotter in September, October than it is in July and August. You know, I know where I live in Los Angeles, July and August are June gloom. Actually, June and July are June gloom, where it's freezing every day and foggy and kind of cloudy at the beach. But the reality is September and October are hot. Can you imagine getting your hair done outdoors in the summer heat and the sun hitting you in the face? And that's the only way you could do it. And that's the first time they're open since March. That's how dumb California is. And yet, Nancy Pelosi's out doing her hair. So don't you think Gavin Newsom's been getting his hair done? Handsome Gavin, the egomaniac. You don't think he's gotten his hair done? And you think he wore a mask while he was getting his hair done? Salon owner Erica Kayas, in a phone interview with Fox News on Tuesday, shared details of Pelosi's visit. She explained she's an independent stylist working for her, rent chairs in the salon. One of the stylists who rents a chair for me contacted me Sunday night. A screen grab of the text message she received from her stylist, obtained by Fox News, said, "I'll be there at 2:45 tomorrow. Pelosi's assistant messaged me to do her hair." And Kiosk replied, "Pelosi?" I was like, "Are you kidding me? Do I let this happen? What do I do?" She told Fox News, "Well, noting that she can't control what her stylists do if they rent chairs from her, as they're not paying at this time." Kiosk cast Pelosi's visit as a double standard. It was a slap in the face that she went in, that she feels she could just go and get her stuff done. Well, no one else can go in and I can't work. Adding she can't believe the speaker didn't have a mask on. Nancy Pelosi is literally the most horrible witch in the entire world. She must have flown in on a broom. All these Democrat women are witches. I swear to God, it's unbelievable. They're just nasty. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, that girl, Ayanna Pressley, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, they're witches. They must have like sacrificial burnings of white male Republicans once a week on Friday nights. These are the most horrible people in the world, and they're so rich, and they get so rich off being in Congress, off their power. They can do whatever they want, and they think the rest of us, they're control freaks, and we're supposed to listen to them. Well, they do whatever they want. Asked for a comment, Pelosi spokesman Drew Hamill maintained the speaker was following the rules. Really? Salons are closed. She's getting her hair done. You must wear a mask. She's not wearing one. She's following the rules. Can you imagine? The owner pushed back. She said Pelosi received a wash and blow dry, but told Fox News, "You're not supposed to blow dry hair." According to coronavirus safety precautions for hair salons, "We've been shut down for so long, not just me, but most of the small businesses. I just can't. It's a feeling of being deflated, helpless, and honestly beaten down. I've been fighting for 6 months for a business that took me 12 years to build, to reopen. I'm a single mom. I have two small children. I have no income. The fact they did this and she came in is a slap in the face." She expected to reopen her salon in July and prepared her space in accordance with local guidelines. "There were rules and regulations to go by to safely reopen, which I did." It's really unbelievable. And then, of course, because of the politics of San Francisco, they didn't allow her to reopen. And when you walk outside your salon, everybody's defecating in the middle of the street. This is California, folks. This is what it's like to live and work and own a business in California. People are sick of it, just sick of it. Meanwhile, the stock market hit all-time highs today. S&P 500, Nasdaq, way above what's needed for Trump to win in November. Markets are a sure sign for an incumbent politician to win re-election. Based on the markets today, President Trump has an overwhelming chance of being re-elected. Major stock market indexes closed higher, ending near or above prior all-time records. The ascent for stocks comes despite expectations for a seasonally challenging month for equities following the best August returns in more than 30 years. It's really just been a great stock market. And so here's the studies that talk about elections. Specifically, found the net percentage change in the stock market in the 3 years leading up to Election Day has a significant correlation with the incumbent's margin of victory or defeat. The market's net percentage changes over 1, 2, and 4 years prior to the election were weaker but still significant re-election indicators. Our study examined every presidential re-election going back to George Washington's run for a second term in 1792. Regardless of whether we studied elections from the 18th, 19th, 20th, or 21st centuries, the stock market remained a reliable, powerful, significant indicator of presidents' fate at the ballot box. Wow, that's amazing. 1792. Wow, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 23,377 3 years prior to Election Day 2020. Applying these data points to the current election, Trump will be a mild favorite to win if the Dow is between 23,377 and 28,052. When Americans go to the polls, he'll be a strong favorite if the market is above 28,052. Joe Biden will be a mild favorite to win if the Dow is below 23,377. Turn off my phone here because I'm getting texts left and right. Today, the Dow closed at 28,645. Based on this, President Trump has a better than 87% chance of winning the 2020 election as the markets now stand. There you go. There you go. Everybody thought Wainwright was crazy, and I turned out to be right. And as much as he's ascending in the polls, who is losing all their support? Black Lives Matter. Even in deep blue Minnesota, state that Trump now has a great chance to win. Minnesota polling, Black Lives Matter approval tanks in this key battleground state. Support for Black Lives Matter is tanking. The top-line presidential campaign numbers from the survey show a statistical tie between Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden. However, deeper stats demonstrate the public's hard turn against Black Lives Matter. It's 47-47, Biden and Trump. And that's according to this poll, which, as I've educated all of you for so long now, Trump's people don't answer the phone for pollsters, and when they do, they never tell you that for Trump they don't care. They'd rather screw you up and make the pollsters lose their jobs. So 47-47 means Trump's winning big. Here's the BLM story. Approval rating for BLM has dropped to just 53% in Minnesota. Where did it start out? Let's see. I can't see where it started out. Asked if it was a violent organization, 36% said yes, 54% no. Only 53% said they welcomed BLM in their neighborhood. 46.7% said BLM was not welcome in their neighborhood. Can I tell you something? It's just like polling for Trump. Nobody white gets on the phone and says BLM is bad. If they're saying 53% approve of it, it means like 23% approve of it. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. A member of Liberty HealthShare. You're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Maybe major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Cornerstone Asset Metals, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're with me yesterday, you know that gold and silver are in the news big time. I mean big time. First, that Warren Buffett is buying all the gold he can get his hands on. And Warren Buffett's one of the big anti-gold guys in history. He just hates gold. He's never, ever, ever liked gold. When Warren Buffett buys, you got to buy. Last time he bought gold was in 1997, and he made $97.4 million in that year for his investors, his shareholders. Now the $16 billion Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund approves a 5% allocation for gold to help diversify the fund's portfolio and hedge against the risk of inflation. Additionally, the fund plans on adding the gold stake by borrowing. The fund is reportedly increasing its leverage from 20% to 20% to make the change. And, you know, look, it's my belief everybody should own gold and silver. It's my belief those two are your insurance policies against disaster and collapse and rioting in the streets. I don't think that's such a long shot anymore. And total breakdown in society, I don't think that's a long shot anymore. And the collapse of the stock market, who knows? It's at awful stratospheric levels. And the collapse of the dollar, well, that's very possible with inflation the way it could be raging soon, because we're just spending all the money in the world and printing all the money in the world without anything to back it up. That's where gold and silver come in. That's why back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas. Silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. Gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Call Cornerstone Asset Metals, whether you're buying gold, whether you're buying silver. I've sent all my friends to Terry at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and he has taken care of them and treated them like members of the family. Now, all my friends are buying gold and silver, and they're all buying with Terry at Cornerstone Asset Metals. But the key here is this offer to roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for my listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. You open a precious metals retirement account at no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Call 888-8GOLD now. 888-8GOLD now. Protect your future. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. 888-8GOLD now or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. So there's a lot of interesting news stories out there. First of all, how can anyone vote Democrat? How can anyone vote Democrat? New York and New Jersey top the list of states people are fleeing from most. And I guarantee you California must be third. And then every other liberal state, Illinois, Maryland. People are running from all these liberal states. New data shows that people flooded out of the Empire State during the pandemic. 67% of all long-distance moves were made by people leaving New York. The data compiled by United Van Lines from March 1st to August 19th puts New York second in the nation, only to New Jersey, where 69% of people who moved skipped out of the Garden State. Connecticut trails closely behind in fourth place, 64% of moves being people left the state. Meanwhile, the top three states to welcome people were Vermont, Idaho, and Oregon. Really? In Vermont, only 25% of the moves are people leaving the state. You know what's funny? Idaho is a very conservative state. But Oregon and Vermont, liberal but very rural. So people are moving in, and they're not moving out. They want to get away from COVID, and they want to get away from the craziness of liberals in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. So they're moving to these rural places. But you know what they're not telling you in this specific thing here? They're not telling you that while long-distance moves were all out of New York and out of New Jersey and out of Connecticut, lots and lots of people are moving from New York City to suburbs like upstate Westchester, where I'm from, like Long Island, or like upstate, you know, towards Albany, Ulster County, Rockland County, places like that, Dutchess County. Same thing in New Jersey. People are moving to the country of New Jersey, you know, because a lot of people just cannot leave their state. Their business is there. But they can get out of the city and just commute every day or work from home. So they're staying in the state, but they're still getting out of the city. So everybody's leaving deep blue states, Democrat states, and they're also leaving deep blue Democrat cities within that state. What's my point? My point is, how could you vote for a Democrat? Democrats have run places like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland for 50 years, 100 years, each of the big cities in America. Democrats have exclusively run them. And people are running for their lives. If life is so good under Democrats, you want to elect Biden because what? Because they've done such a good job wherever they've been in charge? Really? Have they done a good job in New York or New York City? Or Illinois or Chicago in Illinois? How about New Jersey, Trenton, Newark, Camden? These are the worst places to live in America by a mile. These are places that are so bad, they're like Kabul in the middle of the United States. They're like Middle East hellholes. You know, what did Trump call them? I'll say it nicely, crap holes. These places are crap holes. They're all run exclusively by Democrats.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. the president taking part in a law enforcement roundtable in the city, the president also seeing some of the damage caused to local businesses by the riots and looting that took place in Kenosha. Kenosha business owner Ricky Tralapa says folks are really stepping up to help people rebuilding Kenosha.
It's been a struggle, but our community's been really incredible. More people have come to help, and we know what to do with, but right now what we need is financial support. Loss of business and loss of property is staggering at this point.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was on Capitol Hill testifying before a Democratic-led House committee. Mnuchin saying that a new stimulus package is needed and the package should be bipartisan. Both sides have been meeting to discuss a deal. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root's the root's on fire. And, of course, it does seem like the country's on fire. The good news is President Donald J. Trump is on fire. His poll numbers are doing fantastic. His approval numbers, fantastic. And it's all turning into what I had predicted would be the Michael Dukakis election of 2020. Dukakis up by 17 over the summer, and it became a law and order election about Willie Horton. And Dukakis lost by a landslide to George H.W. Bush, an electoral landslide, and a seven-point popular victory. And I believe Donald Trump's headed for that kind of a win. We've got Donald Trump Jr. on the line, the eldest son of the President of the United States, author of the new book, Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible, available now in all Barnes & Noble stores and, of course, online at barnesandnoble.com. Donald Trump Jr., what's happening, my man?
Good to be with you, Wayne. How's everything?
Everything is great now that we've seen the RNC convention and we see the poll numbers are really rising and everything I predicted would happen when all of those with little faith could not believe Trump would win big. And, of course, let's not get complacent here. We know that it's going to be close and we got to fight. But I do believe it's turning into the election I always thought it would be. People will always come home to Donald Trump because he stands for America and patriotism and law and order and the only guy who can bring the economy back. Great job turning things around. And I feel really good, Donald.
As do I. I mean, when you compare what the RNC was, which is, you know, real Americans, not, you know, out-of-touch Hollywood celebrities, but real Americans living their American dream, experiencing things that you could only experience in America, living that life. You compare that to that week-long I Hate America Zoom call that was the DNC, and it's sort of a no-brainer. I mean, you know, their vision of America is one where if you like anything about your country, you're a terrible human being. America is the worst. It's the most oppressive regime in the world. I mean, they'd really have you believe this. They sold it for 5 days on a world stage, and it's utter garbage. Not once did they mention, not one person, Wayne, mentioned the looting, the rioting, the vandalism. You know, in the Democrats' America, you go to jail or you lose your business license for opening up your business to put food on the table for your family, but you don't go to jail for looting someone else's business. I mean, that's literally where they are at this point with the DNC and with the Democrat platform. You saw Joe Biden finally came out. He put that really, like, kind of lukewarm, well, maybe rioting's not so bad. After 3 months, now he finally addresses it because Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo are on CNN saying, oh, my God, it's affecting us in the polling. We have to do something. Oh, magically now, they're not on the side of rioters anymore. And, you know, like, no one buys this stuff. I don't think anyone's this stupid. But the media is going to try to sell it to them anyway.
I think the thing that shocked me is how, and I don't want to use the word stupid, but how about ignorant, the pro athletes are ruining their own sport. Most Americans don't want politics mixed in with sports. They watch sports to get away from politics. This is the most tragic mistake in the history of business. Harvard Business School should study this for the next 100 years. These are billion-dollar companies that could never do wrong. The NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, everyone loves them. And suddenly, they decided to go on one side, which is the opposite side of most of their fans. This is the dumbest business decision I've ever seen, bringing politics into sports, let alone leftist, Marxist politics that's anti-cop. Stupid!
Yeah, you know, they notice they don't have a problem calling out genocide going on in China, slave labor, child slave labor going on in China. You know, they won't touch that. Magically, they're all of a sudden not so informed on those issues. But when it comes to, you know, treading on the flag, kneeling for the national anthem, all the, you know, they're very well informed. It's, give me a break. It's absolutely nuts.
But they're hurting themselves. Those leagues' ratings are horrible. And I swear,
as they should be. You know, they're trying to inflict. You know, I don't want to hear about social justice from someone making $25 million a year. It just doesn't. It doesn't fly. It's like when Obama does the same thing, talking about how oppressed they are. You know, in his $20 million, you know, Martha's Vineyard mansion. It's like I don't know. I'm not buying it. It's sort of hard to sell that with a straight face, and that's why I wrote Liberal Privilege. I mean, the book is really about all of the hypocrisy of the left. You can do and say anything. You can flip-flop like Joe Biden did, right? You saw yesterday, oh, I'm not against fracking. Oh, really? Here's the 12 clips on CNN debates on these things where you say you are. But the media will let him say whatever he needs to say to whatever group. Even if he flips later on the day, they let that message carry with the group that it's going to work with, and they let the opposite message carry with someone else who it's going to work with. So either way, those people think that Joe Biden's a moderate on these positions, and they're not. So I literally sat there during the lockdown in the quarantine and said, man, there's 50 years, there's a half a century of history of this guy, and they're running him like he's an undescribed Democratic, you know, blank slate. Joe Biden has 50 years of failure under his belt. NAFTA, TPP, China, permanent trade status in the World Trade Organization. I mean, Joe Biden has done to destroy, more to destroy the middle class of America and American manufacturing than probably any human being alive. And yet, he's running on this, I'm going to bring back blue-collar jobs. I'm like, Trump was doing that. Like, he's the only guy to actually do it. Joe, you spent 50 years, and now you're going to switch? If Joe Biden knew how to do anything, Wayne, if Joe Biden could
do anything,
you're going to wait a half a century? I mean, I've heard of guys that take a little while to warm up. Like, when you get on the radio, Wayne, it takes about 12 to 15 seconds, and you're in your groove. 50 freaking years? Come on, man. No one's that stupid.
Well, and I also think in the category of no one's that stupid, I was the first one in America, I think, to start talking about the fact that Joe Biden isn't even there anymore, that he has the early signs, or maybe even the obvious signs, not even early, of dementia. He can't put three sentences together. How could you make that your presidential nominee? It's one of the most tragic mistakes in the history of world politics. Even if you want to say he doesn't have dementia, Don, he's certainly slow on the switch. He certainly is mixed up and confused. He's past his prime. How can that be the guy that runs the country when he looks like he's ready for assisted living? It makes no sense.
Well, he won't be the guy running anything. That's the thing. The media will use him as, you know, it's moderate Joe. We can do that while pushing Bernie Sanders' platform, and that's on his website. That's not hiding it, having Kamala be the real person in charge. So the media and the DNC, which are one and the same at this point, you know, they're using Joe Biden as this, like, suck puppet. He's like the vessel. We can sell the middle America that he's a moderate while pushing the radical platform that they're literally talking about, whether that's banning fracking, whether that's a $4 trillion middle-class tax hike. He's saying these things. It's not like he's pretending. The media won't cover those things because they know it's bad for him, and they feel it's their job to defend him. That's why I had to put all this stuff down in liberal privilege. I had to write the book because I said, I can't believe it. It's like me versus the mainstream media complex who refuses to talk about this. Whether it's, you know, you talk about the health issue. Of course he's not there. You see it, but what they won't talk about is Joe Biden had two brain aneurysms.
Right.
He had two explosions in his brain that required brain surgery. Now, you have a cause and effect relationship. When the guy can't remember where he is, where, you know, you see those looks of fear when he forgets where he is on a teleprompter, he doesn't know where he is on the debates, when he's like, I'm going to give back my time, because he's literally the first person in the history of a debate to ever give back time to his opponents. I mean, it's mind-boggling, and yet the media won't even touch it. It's like, no, this guy's he's a brilliant orator. He's a brilliant guy. You want to see the difference in the decline? Look at a video of Joe Biden 15 years ago in the Senate and look at him today. If you can tell me it's the same person, then you should vote for him. But give me a break. It's not even close. I actually interviewed Admiral Ronnie Jackson, who was one of the White House doctors, for the book, because I just said, hey, listen, you know, you've got to observe him for 8 years as VP, and now what do you see? He's like, I couldn't vote for him in good conscience. The fact that Obama actually wrote him a strong letter when he said it and came out about it after speaking with me about it, because, you know, everyone's doing whatever they can to protect Joe rather than saying, like, we could give the nuclear football to a guy with dementia that can't remember where he is. I mean, are we crazy? And again, they run with it as though it's fine, but it's not fine. It's sad. But more than sad, it's
scary.
Well,
sad for America. It's sad for America.
It's scary
for America, because that guy would be in charge of the ship. He's going to steer us like the Titanic. That's the crazy thing. But let me switch to a couple of things. I have a great buddy, and he brought up such a great point that I wanted to throw at you, Don. And what he said was, I watched the Democrat National Convention a couple weeks ago, Wayne. And first I saw Hillary Clinton giving a speech. Then I saw Donna Brazile on Fox News commenting on her speech. And I thought to myself, when I made a mistake and I did something wrong, I had to go to prison. Hillary Clinton accepted the debate questions in advance that determined a Democrat presidential primary against Bernie Sanders. She cheated. Donna Brazile gave her the questions, yet she's rewarded, Donna Brazile, with a Fox News position, and Hillary Clinton is rewarded with a, you know, a prime position at the Democrat National Convention. He said, how come they're not banned from life from politics? Isn't that amazing,
because
Don?
It too is liberal privilege, right? No different than, hey, Bill Clinton got on the stage at the DNC as though he's this great person. Bill Clinton was talking about, you know, temperament in the Oval Office. Bill Clinton talking about those things. Bill Clinton, the day that photos of him getting massaged by one of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual assault victims.
Amazing.
He's getting a massage from a teenage girl, and he's speaking on the Democrat floor like he has some sort of credibility on anything. It's laughable, and that's why I had to write the book, Wayne. I had to put it down there, because it's not even, it's for guys like us, obviously, because we'll learn stuff. I was amazed what I found. I got 560 citations in there to talk about all of these things just to have backup and proof, because people will say that you're lying if you speak fact when you're on our side. But I had to put it down because there's so much out there that no one refuses to even mention, that I need people who are on the fence. I need independents. Read the book, listen to the facts, do your own research, and then you'll make up your mind. And if you have the information, you're clearly coming over to Trump. But the media is doing whatever they can, the DNC, whatever they can, to hide 50 years of just absolute failure under Joe Biden. And, you know, they're doing a good job of it. You know, for guys like you and I, we get it. We see it. We live this life. You know, people that are hardworking, they listen to a couple minutes of radio a day, maybe a little bit of news on TV, 5-10 minutes a day. You know, they're hearing 96% negative coverage from a mainstream media who's decided to be left-wing activists, you know, under the guise of journalism. But it's not journalism anymore. It's pure activism.
Hey, Don, we got to run. Let me get one more chance to mention your book. He is Donald Trump Jr. His book is Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden, the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible. And, man, he is on the money. They've got liberal privilege, no question about it. Certainly from the media, available now in all Barnes & Noble stores and online at barnesandnoble.com. He is Donald Trump Jr. Say hi to the president for me, Don. Thank you.
I'll do that, Wayne. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You know how anti-mask I am. I think the whole thing is idiotic. I mean, just completely idiotic. Because, and I've said this before, you know, even if masks worked, and there's all kinds of studies that say they don't work, and there's all kinds of countries that prove they don't work, and states that prove they don't work, nobody wears masks in South Dakota, and they've got no COVID deaths. Everyone wears masks in California, and they've got over 600,000 cases of COVID. Everyone wears masks in Peru, the strictest nation in the world, and they lead the world in COVID deaths per capita. No one wears masks in Sweden. And Sweden did fantastic with COVID, and they never closed the economy and never mandated masks. But even if all that was effective, even if all that mattered, even if all that was covered in the media, forget all that. How about the fact you just constantly grab your dirty hands and take your mask off, stick it in your dirty pocket, or your dirty briefcase, or the dirty section in the middle of your car between your seat and the passenger seat, and then you put the mask back on, it's filthy. You touch your dirty phone, then you touch with your hands, then your hands touch the mask, then adjust the mask on your face. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. It can't work. If anything, it just makes people sicker. Like I say, you're putting a dirty piece of cloth on your face. But guess what? No one's ever done an ad for an advertiser saying this than saying buy masks. Because you have no choice. You have to wear a mask. Wherever you go, you can't walk in a restaurant without a mask. Now, once you sit down, you take it off, thank God, in Nevada. In other places all over the country, I think you have to keep the mask on even until the food comes. But in Nevada, you take your mask off. And I don't wear a mask except when I go in a store that says you have to wear a mask. So you have to have a mask. I went out and found the best mask place in the world, Boomer Naturals. For all my listeners and my fans, I found the best possible mask company. Masks are in stock. They ship to you fast. They're very affordable at 30 cents a day. They're very comfortable. I wore one today, by the way. I had to go get a haircut. I went to my hairstylist. And I had to sit there for 45 minutes with a mask on. So I wore a Boomer Naturals mask. And guess what? I didn't cough once. One time I forgot to wear my mask at his place, and he gave me one of his, and I coughed, and I coughed, and I coughed the entire 45 minutes, and then I went outside, and I literally almost threw up, because I think there's fibers in some of these masks, and I was inhaling them, and it made my lungs go nuts. So thank God for Boomer Naturals when I have to wear a mask. And tomorrow I'm taking a trip. I'm taking a little holiday. I'm getting on an airplane, so I'll wear Boomer Natural mask. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. When you need them, there's no choice whether you like them or not. You can hate them like I do. You still have to wear them. BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% on every order. WARRADIO20, save 20%. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers. I found you the best company, and I found you the best price, 20% off, only 30 cents a day. And it's the most comfortable, and it doesn't irritate your skin. What more can I do? Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi was walking around a shuttered San Francisco hair salon, which has been closed since March. They're all closed since March. And she's getting her hair done. And she's getting a blowout. I almost said something else. She's getting a blowout. And she has no mask on. It's just such a joke. Why don't the people rise up? You know, I'm not going to recommend something that's going to make me lose my show. So I'm not going to say you should kill the politicians. You shouldn't. I'm not going to say you should hurt them. You shouldn't. But you could grab them and you could literally carry them to the police station and have them locked up and forevermore put the politicians in prison. Somehow the crowds have got to get these people to a prison cell because they're bad people. They're criminals. If you tell other people to close their salon and you tell other people they're not allowed to go get their hair done at that salon and the business owner can't run that salon and then you ask for special permission to come in tomorrow and get something done, you're an evil, evil person. Evil. You're just the way, and you don't wear a mask. You're evil. And by the way, for all those people that thought the police were evil with George Floyd, I think you may have jumped the gun, excuse the expression, just a little quickly, a little too quickly. And again, I won't even say I know this to be true. I will say that it's very possible George Floyd, it turns out, died of a drug overdose rather than a police homicide. Okay, and I didn't like what they did to him either. I thought it was terrible how he stayed with his knee on his face. I thought it was terrible, but it doesn't matter. He may have died from a drug overdose. Body cam footage shows him ingesting a fatal amount of drugs, the lawyers for the cops involved in this say. Again, you don't know until there's a trial. Let the jury decide. Wainwright's not saying one way or the other. But it's very possible this guy was filled with fentanyl, and he died not because someone kept their knee on his back or back of his head, but rather because a normal person would have been fine, and this guy was asphyxiated, not because of the knee, but because his body was filled with fentanyl. I mean, I just never understood. I said this today. I had an interview with Channel 13, which is ABC News here in Las Vegas today, about Black Lives Matter, again, just like I had one last week. And I told him again, you know, you got to pick the hill you're willing to die on. You show me a nice black kid who's going to Harvard, and the cops kill him for no reason. I'll march with you. But you can't show me that. What you've got is two terribly flawed individuals with lifelong criminal records, George Floyd and the guy, Jacob Blake, in Wisconsin, Kenosha. Two criminals who you wouldn't allow around your daughter. I know if you're a bad parent, if you'd allow those two around your daughter. Jacob Blake is a guy who sexually assaults women, allegedly. And a drug dealer, allegedly. And George Floyd literally took a pregnant woman and held her up with a gun. Allegedly? No, he was found guilty. These your role models?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.